This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Notice how I make my voice deeper because I want to sound somewhat like Michael Harrison, yeah. Who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He has a deep voice that over the years he used to gargle with razor blades and smoke yes. cool cigarettes, so it made his voice much lower and deeper. And so now we get into the darkness of the talk radio world, and so Michael is here as the editor and publisher of the darkness of what's going on in the world. We talk about it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And I've welcomed in the Armed Forces Radio Network this week to the countdown, first time it's been on there, and I wonder just what they're making of it so far. Folks, it's okay, you'll be fine, and you'll be, you'll find yourself entitled, because the information that Michael has is exclusive. Nobody else has it anywhere, and they're not entitled to it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a secret. You're an exclusive group. It is.
Yeah, this program is a secret. You are sworn to secrecy. Don't tell anybody what we say here.
Right. We'll report you to your bosses at the Armed Forces.
Right. Well, thank you for your service, and what an honor to have Armed Forces Radio listening to us. I never thought of my voice as deep. But that's interesting.
Oh, no, you have a deep voice.
And the idea of having, you know, a dark, like a Darth Vader person, the demon of talk radio.
Darth Michael.
Right here, here are the stories that were big this week in the darkness that is talk radio.
At number 10, should I do the thing now? Or,
please, yes.
Okay, at number 10, we have Major League Baseball and National Basketball Association action. There's a movie called Ready Player One. It's a Spielberg film, and it's based on a novel that was big, and now it's a big movie, and people have been talking about that. People are talking about the movies on News Talk Radio, which is kind of cool. At number 8, we had Villanova beating Michigan in the NCAA championship. At number 7, the EPA's Pruitt resigns, and the YouTube shooter tied at number 7. Then at number 6, we're continuing to talk on News Talk Radio about Facebook data issues. At number 5, the Russian diplomatic breaks and the Russia-Turkey-Iran alliance. At number 4, lots of conversation still buzzing about over the Ingram-Hogg feud. At number 3, we have the U.S.-China trade war, or the escalating situation leading us to such a war, and financial markets activity which relates to it. At number 2, the immigrant caravan and the military being deployed to protect the border from an army of immigrants, so says Trump. And number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation. The characters that are playing out these roles on talk radio, Roseanne Barr at number 10, Nassim Akdam at 9. At 8, we have Scott Pruitt. At number 7, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 6, Rod Rosenstein. At number 5, Jill McCabe. At number 4, Laura Ingraham and David Hogg. At number 3, Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, Donald Trump. And it was a mushy, sloshy, messy week. Lots of topics coming, going, and overlapping.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. The people list, 10 people. Who's the best person there, and who's the worst person on the list this week?
Roseanne Barr.
Is best or worst? Both.
Both.
That's good, Michael. Very good. So isn't it interesting, though, with regard to her and that TV show, the return of a successful program that seems to be more successful now than it was before? We've talked about it in various circumstances on the air. To what do you attribute the success of the rebirth of that program?
First of all, very, very talented people and writers, so it's entertaining. And two, pertinence. It strikes the chord. There's nothing as good as television pertinent situation comedy. All in the Family did it. Murphy Brown did it. there have been other examples where it becomes a metaphor for the issues of our time, and they've tapped into that.
Yep, and a big, sort of a big way. You look at the numbers for that show, it devastated anything. And in this era where there are so many different choices, hundreds of choices, so a successful television program on a network is considered, with 6, 7, 8 million viewers, it's considered a success. You know, the story this week about the cancellation of Jennifer Lopez's program after 3 seasons because she's too busy, they considered it a success because it had an average of 6, 6.5 million, 7 million viewers a week. Remember when American Idol went on? In the first season, they had 29 and 30 million people watching each episode. And when 24 went on in that first season, they had 24, 25 million people watching every episode. And now, if you got a third of that, you're considered a success because there's so much material.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, are they paying actors less? A lot of the things I watched on the plane coming out to L.A. the other day, Michael, a couple of excerpts from a show called Animal Kingdom. Are you familiar with that?
It sounds familiar, like a documentary show.
No, it's not. It's about a family of crime.
Don't know it.
The mother is played by Ellen Barkin. She's very good at playing a bad guy. She's the mother. She dupes and gets her sons, 4 or 5 of them, to pull off jobs. Every week they're robbing banks, they're robbing stores, they're robbing boats, they're doing all kinds of things.
What fun.
And so she's the protagonist, but you see stuff like that that never is on network television. That's, I think, a Showtime show. The show Millions. Now you can go through House of Cards, any of these shows that are now on pay for services, and they get million or 2 million people watching each episode, and it's considered to be a success. And those shows take. Now, Ellen Barkin is the name on the show. There's a bunch of no-name actors who play the rest of the people on the show. But it has to be giving work to a lot of people who otherwise would never have had a chance to make it in Hollywood movies or television.
Yeah, there are more properties. There's more business out there for actors and for the creative types that make these shows because there are a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing for the entertainment business. But there's less opportunity to break through as a Milton Berle or a Lucy.
Yeah, but you go back to Roseanne and how this thing has, maybe because of the impact of Trump, has so much left-of-center stuff on the air. This is a right-of-center show, and so you get, and it is fun. I've never found her amusing. I like John Goodman a lot, but I can't claim to be a fan of the show now or before because I've always found her kind of annoying, but that's just me. And so, under the circumstances, people think she's funny. It's well done, as you said. So good luck to him. I hope it works out.
Well, not everybody even sees it as a right-of-center show. Some people see it as a parody and a satire and a spoof.
Maybe.
So it's got a lot of elements working for it in terms of stirring controversy.
Yep, you're right. Speaking of controversy, when we come back, we'll talk about Mark Zuckerberg and what Michael thinks of his future or the future of his company. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A lot of us have been on the radio for a long time, and a lot of us have had a lot of sponsorships, a lot of commercials. We've talked about a lot of things. One of the things that I've talked about off and on over the last 10 years is how to produce or perfect a white smile. It's very important when you meet somebody, a business associate, maybe you're dating somebody, you just meet someone in a friendly circle, and you see them, the first thing you look at is the smile, or not, depending on whether they are ashamed to smile widely, and if they are, it's probably because they drink a lot of coffee, tea, red wine, they may smoke, and their teeth are yellow, and they haven't figured out how to make them white. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is the way to make them white again. Power swabs. Whitening product, not a strip, you don't have to use a tray, any of that stuff, doesn't take forever. 5 minutes and you've solved your problem, or you're well on your way to a brighter, whiter smile. Power swabs. Yep, the first treatment works 5 minutes, once a week for 5 minutes. You use these power swabs and they will do what they claim they will do. You snap the tube open, swab your mouth with like a Q-tip, the teeth in your mouth, and just smile. 5 minutes, you'll see the coffee stains going away, the tea stains, smoking stains, whatever is in your mouth, on your teeth, gonzo. So this is like a magic act, a disappearing act. Get rid of the ugly teeth, the stuff that people are distracted by. Get your natural teeth, your caps, your veneers all cleaned up with power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it. Use the DJV code if you want for a 50% off net retail price deal. 800-208-1797. Yep. The DJV code is good, and the product is good. Your teeth will be thanking you, and so will other people who really want to be proud of how you look. It's Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Attention golfers, do you lose strokes every time you land in a bunker? If so, check out a new 56-degree sand wedge that has soul channels. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. This wedge cuts through sand easily, just like a bunker rake. Less resistance guarantees more sand saves. Just go to ProTouchWedges.com and learn how to get a free 60-degree lob wedge. Enter promo code DAWN. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. Promo code DAWN.
Doug Steffen here with a story of Resort Release. Resort Release has the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. If you've got a contract and you don't like it, you want to get out, call 888-277-7245. What a concept. They'll find out. They'll be able to get you, because they have for tens of thousands of people around the country, to get you legally out of your timeshare. If this is a disaster for you, call Resort Release. They'll give you 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently can walk away from your timeshare. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay them a nickel. And that's that. They're Better Business Bureau rated A+. Call Resort Release at 888-277-7245 to get out of your timeshare contract. 888-277-7245. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen. The charts for the week of April 2nd to the 6th are what we're talking about. Mark Zuckerberg, has he killed the goose that laid the golden egg, Michael?
No, I don't think he killed the goose that laid the golden egg. I think the egg is just going through its transformation from one era to another. They never planned it to be this big. I don't think any human beings have the ability to keep up with the runaway train that Facebook has become. And, you know, the word algorithms and all of that math. And, well, somebody's got to figure all that out. And then you take corruption, you take human nature, you take power struggles, you take something that's open to all governments and people around the world, and you're going to have yourself a hell of a mess. Plus, he's a strange guy. He's kind of wired in a weird way. I can't figure out his... Yeah, his thinking processes. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy you can sit across the table from and have a conversation with that's rational. I just find him to be strange. I don't know him, though, so who am
not
I to say?
Not fun and friendly, in other words.
Not communicative. Even though he's created one of the biggest communications venues in history, he doesn't seem like a guy that communicates well. But this is just my gut impression.
He doesn't instill trust.
No. Well, I never trusted Facebook. I am on record right all the way to the beginning. No, I don't want any part of that.
No, you're not on Facebook.
No. Not me personally, no.
Are you on Twitter?
Only, let's talk about it after the break. It's complicated.
Okay, that's good. See, there's a good radio man, ladies and gentlemen. He knows when it's time to stop talking. It's 21 past the hour on the countdown.
If you talk, you may, we'll hear you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change after the hour, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and in that role, he is the person most in the know. He and his staff study talk radio stations, programs, the hosts of the programs to find out what is cooking, what's on the mind of the listeners, how the hosts are preparing and presenting issues. That's why News Talk is number one, because there's so many different characters, personalities, and people want to hear, they want to know. A personality radio that was in the world of music for a long time is dead, and so we offer the alternative here in conversation radio, and this is specifically aimed at those stations programming News Talk, discussion about the news, and you were about to tell us why you are not necessarily enamored with things like Twitter.
Yeah, well, you asked me if I have accounts, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't, because my businesses do. You know, Talkers has an account, my podcast has an account, but they only deal with those things, and I don't do them. I have never, ever posted anything on Facebook personally. So there's people on the staff of Talkers that handle the Twitter account for Talkers, the Facebook account for Talkers, and it's all professional. I personally have never spent a minute on Facebook as a participant. I understand it. I have to. I have to understand Twitter. So please don't get me wrong. How's a guy run a communications company and not know these? No, I know these things pretty darn well. But yeah. I personally have no desire to send out tweets about my opinion about things or to post anything on Facebook about my personal life. And so, that's what that's about.
Just out of curiosity, do you know when Donald Trump started tweeting, did he get on board early on with the Twitter phenomenon?
He became a twit back in.
So was he known for having this sort of stuff? These,
from what I know, yeah,
he was business life.
He's a media freak. He's a self promotional megalomaniacal media freak, and I don't mean that as an insult. It's just an objective observation of his nature, and things like Twitter are perfect for him. Perfect. And he uses it effectively. Whether he will be destroyed by it or be the most successful president in history, that the book of Trump has yet to be written. Mm-hmm. But no, he's a media freak. He can't resist, and he uses with a lot of power.
Speaking of media freaks, that's the way I would describe David Hogg. He's become a media freak. Maybe you don't like the term freak. but he certainly has become a phenomenon, promoted by a lot of people who are throwing a lot of money into some of these services. So I wonder what you think about the continuing. Laura Ingraham had a scheduled vacation this week. Some of the news media trying to make a big deal. Oh, she's in so much trouble they gave her a week off. No, she was scheduled to take her children on a vacation this week. I think we more know about her because she's been a public figure for a long time. Hogg's just come into the limelight. Should we be sorry for him because he was in that school in Florida that got shot up? Is he annoying? What do you think about him?
Well, first of all, the word freak to me means somebody who's a zealot. It doesn't mean that they're bad or good. It means that they're enthusiastic, media, you know, zealot.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't mean the freak word to be insulting.
No, okay.
Because I'm
right.
I'm a media freak and you are too. Yeah. I think that Hogg is all of the above. He's a victim. He's a character. He's a public figure now. He's in the news. He may last 15 minutes or he may someday be a Supreme Court justice. We don't know what his story is going to be other than he has emerged, as people do, with a passing parade of events. He's now in the spotlight. My feeling is, from a professional standpoint, Laura Ingraham spoke before she thought. But she certainly has the right to do that, and she is a provocateur. And my feeling about David Hogg is once you step into the media spotlight and you start to play in the big leagues, you step into the ring, you're going to get punched. And I don't buy into the idea that, he's a kid. No, he's not a kid anymore. He's out there. He's a player. So I take it objectively. It's all part of the game. And, he's a new newsmaker.
There
welcome to the game.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're talking about talk. How about that for a concept? 34 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and has for those, maybe a little introduction is appropriate because of the new folks listening, although there are many people in the Armed Forces Network that have listened to talk before they went into the service and will listen afterwards, so perhaps we represent something that has been, that's a known commodity. But just in case there are new people, let's explain the concept here of what the charts are all about, why Talkers is in business. Let's have the story behind the story, Michael.
Well, Talkers is a trade publication that serves talk media, talk radio, talk television, talk internet, talk satellite. So basically, it's the talk show business, what Billboard is to the music business or Variety is to the film business. It's a trade magazine. It's been around since 1990, 28 years old. And the charts that we're talking about are for News Talk Radio, the kind of station that people are listening to this program on right now, overview of the 10 most talked about topics and the 10 most talked about people on that format each week. That's basically it.
If you go to talkers.com, you'll see the overview, the homepage, the overview of what's going on this week. You can see the countdown subjects and the people, all the things we're talking about are there. What's going on in our industry? A lot of opinions from people who have been on the air, help from guests. There's a lot of things that are in there. The list of the Heavy 100 that is every year announced that Michael puts together. A lot of information about sports talk radio. It's all there. So if you want to go to talkers.com, the home of Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, it's all there for you to consume and absorb. As long as we're doing behind the scenes for a moment, help people understand, if you will, how the ratings work. When some radio station brags that it's number one, how does it claim that it's number one?
How does it claim?
With authenticity, how does it claim?
Because they're egomaniacs. That's
one.
How they do
We're number one.
It means that based on whatever ratings they happen to subscribe to, they have the most listeners in their demographic, in their time period, among their competitors. It's kind of a subjective situation. It doesn't necessarily mean they have the most listeners of all stations. They may have the most men 18 to 24 years old.
Right. Or, they can be number one. I remember working in the afternoon at WCKY in Cincinnati in the late 80s and early 90s, and the fellow who ran the station was a fabulous guy named Tom Severino. He's passed away. But he was a great manager, one of the two good managers I've had, actually, over the years working in radio, individual radio stations. So he would claim that we were number one. They'd do a big promotion as they'd get some research company to say more people listen to the radio station for weather news than any other station. So he'd be number one.
And then you'll see a little asterisk. And they'll say, between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Right.
on Sunday night among, people among who are wired.
Caucasians who, exactly. Albinos or whomever it is. So, and don't take that offensively if you're an albino. Well, that's not the way it was meant. All right, so... I'm now apologizing to
Obama. It has the biggest listenership of the Bigfoot population.
That's right, yes. So speaking of that, the first movie in a long time that The Rock has been in, I bet you that'll be in our countdown next week because I think it comes out next week. The Rock is in a movie about big animals that go on a rampage and do lots of destruction. And I guess I wonder in general why it is that we are so entertained by so much destruction and devastation. Why is it, do you think? What's in the human condition? This is a great conversation if you want to have a little shrink time on your radio show, boys and girls. Those
I can't
of you
believe
are,
you're throwing these questions at me.
Well, I just it's part of our culture. And talkers, we're into the culture business.
Human beings are crazy. That's
Hello. Okay, that's the end of that story.
Why do we like large animals destroying our cities? Why was I fascinated as a kid by King Kong? Throws the train off the track, and he ate people. He actually bit a couple of heads off.
Really?
In the edited versions. There's unedited versions of King Kong where he's pretty damn gross. He steps on people. I think he bit somebody's head off. I used to love Dinosaur Runs Amok in New York. Matter of fact, I used to publish my own little cartoon strip as a kid.
Really?
I
didn't know that about you.
A war between humans and skeletons. And then there was a dinosaur island, and the dinosaur came to New York. And I also used to create my own interactive violent war games. On large sheets of paper, I'd draw two battleships, one on the left side of the page, one on the right, with cannons. Then I would shoot a cannon off and draw with a pencil the line, and then I would draw an explosion on the ship on the right, and then I would have it retaliate, and I would actually draw the battle. I was doing interactive video games in the 1950s.
Before they were interactive?
In the 1950s. And I would entertain myself for a whole afternoon, and I wouldn't know for sure which ship was going to win, and I would, put like lines over the places that were destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to explain that on the radio, but we all love violence in one way or another. And it's wired into us. It's a release, I guess, of our animal energies. I don't
know.
We're more violent than animals.
We have this problem. One of the things in the countdown this week is a focus on the YouTube shooter in Northern California and what brought her about her anger. And it's this, people say, okay, it's more guns and it's this guy was crazy and that woman's nuts and they shouldn't have had guns and yada, yada, yada. But there are some who say that we have such a propensity for violence. It's part of our nature, as you're suggesting. That's why the movies and television shows are all about murder.
It plays
find
to
a show that's a drama that's not about somebody getting murdered.
Yeah, it plays to it. As far as the Nassim Agham story, she is just an angry person who shot up people. Mm-hmm. The attempt at first was to politicize it.
Yeah. Right.
But you can't be politicized. It's not terrorism. It's not Islam. It's not some gun freak. It's just a person who is crazy.
Yeah. Lost in the sea of themselves. See, I think people get isolated too easily now because of all the things. You know, this movie that's number 9 on the countdown this week, Ready Player One, the Spielberg movie, which more or less, as I understand it, I have no interest in seeing it, and that's unusual for me because I usually like the stuff that Spielberg does, but I am not embracing this new technology, and it isn't an age thing. I just find it to be more destructive than constructive, where in this case there's all the virtual reality stuff and the things, there's a playback to the 1980s and the monsters you were talking about, like the King Kong and Godzilla, mm-hmm. and a lot of other stuff that was part of the culture, the entertainment culture of the era, and it sort of brings it up. Now, Spielberg's a brilliant guy. He knows how to play these things, and so he's done a good job, and the movie will probably be number one again this week. But it still is something that brings us around to thinking, where are we going with our lives in this world? What are we going to be like in 500 years? Remember the song in the year 2525?
I hope we become evolved. I think it's...
To what?
It's evolved to a higher level of consciousness so that we treat each other better and that we are more virtuous and less self-destructive. I think as a species, as our technology increases and our ability to create destructiveness becomes a danger to the future of the species.
It already is.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you have enough weaponry to wipe yourself out, then you have the terrible, terrible fear, and rightly so, that it will be used. Yeah. Every weapon ever created has been used. So this is a problem. This is a anthropological, futurist problem. A lot of philosophers and even scientists deal with it. They try to figure out, you know, why aren't there more aliens out there? It's called the Fermi paradox. How come when we look out there with all the numbers and all the billions and billions of stars and planets and opportunity for life, do we see no sign of aliens? And one of the theories is that intelligent life wipes itself out before any civilization wipes itself out before it gets to the point of being able to fulfill the potential of growing out into the stars and the universe.
Really? And I've never heard that. You and I have a lot of the same spiritual beliefs now.
Well, it's not spiritual. About that's the universe. Science.
It's just, okay, but it's quantum, whatever. It may be that that's the way it works, although I think we're visited. I think there are people among us, beings among us, who are not humans, but they take on, they're smart enough to take on the form of humans.
You mean Zuckerberg?
Well, maybe he's one of them. Could be. 44 after the hour, a focus on Las Vegas, the shooting there. Speaking of shootings, 6 months later, up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for this past week ending April the 6th. Stories, top 10 items, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. The focus of activity on the field, Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, that sort of thing. People are interested in some of the new movies. A lot of folks talking about Isle of Dogs, which is an interesting creation, only on 500 screens this weekend, but Ready Player One, a Steven Spielberg film, on 3,400 screens this weekend, and doing number one. It's the concept that's there. Let's see, where else have we got here? The EPA, Pruitt resigning, is number 7. Facebook is number 6. The Russians are number 5. Laura Ingraham is number 4. U.S. trade war with China is number 3. The immigrant caravan and what has happened to that, number 2. And then Donald Trump and whatever investigations going on this week, number 1 here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done. And my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Feeling good on it, really.
I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG. The people list, according to the Real Hard Workers at Talkers Magazine, number 10 on the list. The focus is kind of interesting that Roseanne Barr has made it back into our living rooms with a very successful return of her television show, so that puts her in the number 10 slot. The woman who shot up YouTube, Nassim Agdam, is number 9. Scott Pruitt, resigning from the EPA, perhaps to become the new attorney general. Wonder how feasible that is. 7 is Mark Zuckerberg. All the attention focused on him. Appropriate. Rod Rosenstein, same thing. Number 6. Jill McCabe is in the number 5 position on the countdown. The list of people are talking about. Laura Ingraham and David Hogg tied for number 4. Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen tied for number 3. Bad Vlad and Donald Trump are tied for number 1 and number 2. That's the people list. People will pass that along on social media. You're welcome to do it. Just give the folks at Talkers some credit. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's see, 47 after the hour. This week, Michael Harrison has in his interview, the Michael Harrison interview, a conversation with a guy that we've all known, or he, I shouldn't say we, you and I have known him for a long time. Good. He's a real steady rock in Las Vegas, been on the air there for a long time. Alan Stock does mornings at KXNT, which is... Oh, is afternoons now?
He's on afternoons now. He's been mornings. He's been afternoons. He says
afternoons. Yeah, okay. I thought last time I checked with him, he was doing mornings. All right. So he talks with you about Las Vegas. Did we find an answer? What motivated this guy? What is there? What's being covered up here? There must be a cover-up.
Well, we didn't get into the answer to the cover-up, but we talked about what it's like in Las Vegas 6 months after. It's 6 months now since the shooting. And part of what we talked about was how we lose track of the time. If you were to ask the question now, I answered it. You know, when do you think the shooting in Las Vegas was? People would say, was it a year ago, 2 years ago, last week? We lose track of time because our minds are numbed to the extent of these tragedies because there are so many of them, and the news cycle is so fast. But in Vegas, that thing looms the way, you know, 9/11 loomed for, still looms in New York City. So it's about the psychology of it, and it also takes an inside look at what went on at the leading news talk radio station in Las Vegas when the story broke, and how they covered it, and how they avoided spreading rumors and fake news and falsehoods that were all over the place.
Yeah.
In the aftermath of
knowing him the way I do, and you do, I'm going to bet that he went on the air and just stayed on the air, right?
Yep.
I don't know that, but I'm just guessing. Knowing him, he just stayed there.
He was on the air within 20 minutes of the event happening. He ran to the station and didn't leave.
Right.
And sort of quarterbacked their response for the next 2 days.
He's one of those guys, and there aren't many left who really can handle something like that and bring some credibility. He's a very solid guy. And in a market that is full of transients, that people must have been scared to death And so the first thing you do is go to that radio station and figure out what the hell's going on. And listening to him would be a good way for you to have a calming but informative way of knowing what's going on.
MHinterview.com. MHinterview.com if people want to hear a real interesting conversation.
MHinterview.com. Or you can find it at the talkers.com website as well.
Yep.
Hi, Michael. Yeoman's job as usual. Thank you for bringing us up to date. Stories and people. The charts for this week. Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 53 after the hour. Time for our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. If you're new to the program, he is a friend. He's a friend of the program, a friend of mine. And frankly, I don't let anybody on the air with me unless they're my friends. That's the rule here. I'm the boss. I make the rules. So that's the rule. So, Stephen, one of the things about Steve is that he's got a proclivity? I'm not sure what the right word is here, but he's able to put lots of things together. He runs a great website, scamaside.com. He's a very brilliant author. Got a great book out now on sports talk radio and how the issues in sports talk come or play into the law. So it's sports law, broadcast radio. I mean, it's that kind of stuff, but it's interesting because you get behind the scenes with a lot of names in college that are athletes and professional folks. So it's a good book. It's a good read. He's here on the Countdown every week to go through a couple of the issues, a couple of the items that may have legal ramifications. For example, the whole situation, I'm not sure how to sort of project this forward because I don't like David Hogg particularly. But I think that the legalities of him being used by people who have a lot of money to shut down folks like Laura Ingraham and people on the right, they've been successful in some circumstances. Is there anything legal, illegal about this? Can people be sued? Is he putting himself out there so far that somebody's going to take a shot at him and sue him?
I don't think so, because, you know, you look at David Hogg, of course, was the one of the students who was at Parkland. at the school when the shooting occurred. I mean, there was the term fake news that was saying that he wasn't even there, but actually there were school videos that showed.
Oh yeah, no, he was
and
there.
He's been very, very strong in his position on gun control. And, you know, part of the real argument, problem with gun control arguments is that too many of the people on both sides just find it necessary to attack the people on the other side rather than deal with the issue. And quite frankly, his turning on Laura Ingraham, I don't have as much of a problem with his offense. I mean, she, rather than counter the issues, she starts bringing up the matters of him being rejected at certain colleges. And
yeah,
that's lowering the discussion.
Yeah,
she
right.
Apologized when he set up a boycott of her advertisers. That's when things get messy. I mean, you know, is this a prohibition of the First Amendment? No, it isn't. They both have the right to say what they want. His mobilizing, you know, people because they disagree with her tactics, it's legit. It's what really got Bill O'Reilly off the air. So it's a tough call. You know, does she deserve to lose a career over this? You know, probably not. What she say totally wrong was her apology. Her apology, was it legitimate? I agree with him. I don't think she apologized other than
she's covering her butt,
costing her financially.
Right. Okay. Next, the Facebook data issues, legalities there. Who can sue who for what?
Well, you know, unfortunately, as Shakespeare said, the fault's not in the stars, the fault's in us. If we bothered to read the fine print, and there's rarely anything fine print in the user agreement, we would see that we agreed to have our information be able to be used by Facebook. However, Facebook did give this out to a company and a researcher who then turned it over to Cambridge Analytica. And this is where the problem is. Facebook also became aware of the misuse of their data and didn't do anything until they finally got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yep.
So the FCC will probably take some action against them, though.
All right, Villanova beat Michigan. Who can we sue? We sue Villanova for malfeasance?
We can sue whoever I had my bets with.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Forget about that. So the shooter, the YouTube shooter, legal consequences of that for her family. What is there that comes out of that other than heartache and hardship?
Yeah, and it is heartache and hardship. And I saw a family on the news recently. But the bottom line there is, unless you're dealing with a juvenile, there really is no negligence because there's no responsibility on their part to have done anything, and it doesn't appear that they have any liability.
All right, so basically we're batting zero. Nobody can sue anybody for anything this week. It's a pretty dull week.
Well, the good thing is the Stormy Daniels thing, when the president said he was not aware of the payment. Well, if he's not aware of the payment, then that would tend to indicate he was not part of the contract. And if he wasn't part of the contract, there is no contract keeping her quiet. So
but if he didn't pay the money, he obviously wasn't there. Steve, what are you talking about? He wasn't there. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.